I was just outside was named Terra Suolo. And that was just up the road from Castel Nuovo and, when we were past the French Army and we were up above Monte Cassino, actually 4 kilometers farther northeast and higher than the monastery, that the famous monastery that our bombers reduced to ashes. So we were up there, and I got permission from my lieutenant to go out of that valley I was in, go up about 200 yards, and there was a house up there, and that's where the French headquarters was at in this house. We were attached to the French then. But we were up there, and we were looking down at the monastery, and our bombers fighter planes still coming in. There was about 3-4 days after they hit it, which they hit it on February 15th in 44. And we were watching them come in and bomb, strafe and bomb, you know, peel off like you've seen the movies, you know. And this lieutenant, French lieutenant, had binoculars and he let me use them too, you know. So while we were there, here comes 2 Arabs. See, the soldiers are all Arabs. 2 big Arabs and have a prisoner. A woman. Italian woman. This Italian woman, a day before, she was coming down and she was led by 2 of these Arab French soldiers. And as she was coming down, she saw us, she started to cry and plead with us, "Oh, please help me, rescue me from these guys. I got my poor daughter dying in the house up there." You see, there was no man's land there. But we were up, just around the corner, Land. And about 2 miles over, there's a town named Anyway, she's crying away about her daughter being up there in the house, injured, by herself and all that, to help her, rescue her. Well, as I told you some other time, I was in trouble with my factory work because I was accused of being a sympathizer, fascist sympathizer, what the hell else? And my heart just bled seeing the poor woman crying like that, you know? And hearing her plea and me not being able to do nothing. Of course, all I had to do is try to help her, I would have been called martial. You know, often, so I let her survive. And I said, well, when she gets down below the mountain, headquarters, well, they'll let her go. They'll go up and get her daughter, you know, out of that house or in no man's land and whatever. So this day and a half later, or 2 days at the most, when we're there watching the bombing of Monte Cassino, here comes another 2 Arab, and they're bringing her again. Well, this time, she's cussing them, and they're using the butt of their gun to push her and keep her going. And this lieutenant, Captain French, he said, "Quit pain, spew," and he spit on the ground. Well, I didn't understand too much French, but Putain is the same as putana, and that means poor. Spion is the same as my dialect, spion. In Italian, is spia. That means spy. Spia, spy, spion. Spion, my dialect, is exactly the French. My God, when I heard that, I thought, wait a minute. That woman is a spy. My eyes open, and I thank the good Lord I never tried to help her that day before, or 2 days before. You know why? She with Italian. Not the direct of Ben Hills people. She had a hairdo like a city girl woman, not like them town girls up in the mountains. She actually was a spy. Amen.
Since we saw on TV just tonight about Roosevelt and the Green